Greetings, this is James Gillen with SUS Talk Radio, also simulcasting on eSETI Stargate, and it's going crazy, folks. We've got about 50 countries and 90 affiliates and everything, so this is really getting out there. People are loving the show, and we try to bring on the best guests. I've got a little bit of news I wanted to talk about today, just before we get started. I want to talk about the DNI report that was delivered to Congress and the it's concerning the congressional election fraud and the briefing. And they said that it states that there's only over 64 foreign countries involved. And they attacked 7 key states, over 100 county polling locations. And it goes on and on. The report was just massive, basically massive election fraud. But anyway, but they still refused to investigate and certified the fraud. So I don't know, folks, look at that one. That's a little interesting. And one thing everybody's been wanting to know is, what was that note that everybody got? You know, it's back up because Pence got one of the notes. The Bushes got them. The Clintons got them. The Obamas got, everybody got the note at George Bush's funeral. And so now they're showing a copy of the note. And you know, it said, the note basically said, "I'm sorry, they know everything." And so that was the note they got from, I guess it was from George Bush. It's hard to make out the signature, but basically, you know, it said they know everything. So either he told them everything, or he's just letting them know that they know everything. And the looks on their faces, they had sheer terror in their eyes, you know? So obviously everybody was involved in quite a few things, because they're all pretty, you know, pretty upset after they got the note. Here's a good one. Elon Musk, you know, he wants everybody to become cyborgs, basically, which I don't agree with, but he did attack. He did nail CNN pretty good today. It was pretty funny, but he said he was attacked by CNN for not buying ventilators and delivering them. And he actually did. He was attacked falsely. And his comment was, "I'm surprised CNN still exists." You know, so that's, in a nutshell, that covers that one. And so he has a long history of calling out CNN for the lies and deceptions, calling them puppets. You know, so they are definitely puppets for the deep state. You know, so, you know, here's a good one. Now polls are showing over 80% plus people support Trump, and he had the highest votes. You know, he received the highest votes of any other president. So we're trying to figure out, how in the heck did he lose, you know, and why did polls have 120% voting turnout when usually it's 60, you know? So, you know, that's pretty obvious, folks. And I don't know why we're not looking at that. So according to the Instagram polls, over 92% of the people believe the elections are no longer fair. And there's definitely fraud there. So one more thing I wanted to talk about is, so what do you think will happen when over 80% of the people, you know, the once silent majority, and 90% or 92% of the people that do not think their vote counted rise up? You know, that's pretty much where we're going. They're not going to pull this off. And whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, fraud is fraud, and you shouldn't be happy with it. If you are happy with it, then you're right in the same boat with them. You know, you're in the corruption boat, you know, power at any cost. Anyway, so the other thing is, you know, how do you impeach a president and stop the storm when everything is turned over to the military? So he's basically out of the picture, you know, other than he'll do whatever he needs to do, but everything's been turned over to the military. So I would expect something. By the time this airs, we're probably going to hear an emergency broadcast or something, because this is pre-recorded on Wednesday and or Thursday. But anyway, the I had one other thing here. The last thing I wanted to ask is, why are so many politicians frantically trying to stop Trump? And the ones screaming the loudest are the most corrupt, you know? So you look at their past. Do they have Epstein or China connections? And just do your own investigation, because you'll see the ones screaming the loudest are the most corrupt, and they've got the most dirt on them. So they're trying to get him out of the way as fast as possible, but it's too late, basically. So anyway, that's just the news I wanted to cover today. There's so much more going on out there. This is just the basics, but you know, things are going to be changing. They're going to be changing very quickly. Don't get in the way of what's happening. Just let it unfold. Let the military and the other people take care of business. Don't get involved. And they are doing a very good job right now, and they've got everything pretty much under control. So my next guest I'm going to have on the show is Heidi Tahana, and she's a visionary author, teacher, therapist, and retired fire captain. And she was a captain paramedic in the fire department for over 20 years, where she learned about the fire, elemental, impersonal relationships, life and death situations, and so much more. Recently, she felt called to share what she knows. We are in a chaotic process of shifting paradigms. Heidi loves helping people to live from their hearts and reuniting them with their joy and passions. She has a deep connection with Mother Nature, which has expanded her consciousness and inner knowing in the most magical ways through these forces of nature. She also has contact with our galactic community of extraterrestrials and thrives on her deep connection with Source. So without any further ado, I want to bring Heidi on the show. Heidi, are you with us?
Yeah, I am. Thanks, James. Thanks for having me here today.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you know, after Meyer and Kathy got back from Hawaii, you know, and the dolphin swims and everything else, you know, yeah. So they go, you got to get her on the show. You got to get her on the show. And I said, great, you know, let's sign her up, you know, so now you're here.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a lot of fun to have Myra and Kathy with us out there with the dolphins. We had a great time, and you know, they were quite an addition. I think, you know, just swimming with the dolphins blows you away. They have so much, you know, to share, and being with another intelligent type species. So yeah, it was really great to connect with them and bring Iseti back over here, because I was back over there for your master's class a couple of years ago, and just to be on the land and feel the land is quite powerful. So
yeah, you have a lot of juice over there too. I got to get back over there again. Last time, I'll tell you just a quick story. Last time I went on a dolphin swim, the first thing I swam up to was a barracuda. You know, and I'm swimming up to him, going, here, Flipper, you know, it's just like all happy. And I had this big old barracuda, you know, and he turned sideways, you know, I could see his teeth and everything. I go, whoa, you like this?
Yeah.
The second thing I saw was a shark. You know? And so I'm going, okay, I think this is the universe telling me I have to get over my fear of fish that eat people or something.
Yeah, that's powerful energy in itself, though. Shark energy. I love sharks, and they're very powerful energy. And those barracudas, man, I think those are even scarier than I've ever seen, because those teeth are.
Oh, God, the teeth. Yeah. It was like a real shocker. But I figured that was my own fear challenge, you know, being out in the middle of the ocean there, not, you know, I mean, I'm used to, I've spent a lot of time in the ocean, but it's usually on the beach or out body surfing or
sure
surfing or something like that, or paddle boarding. But
yeah,
you know, that was, you know, it's a little spooky, you know, if you haven't been out there, you know.
But we get a lot of people, especially in during certain seminars, some people have never been in the water or don't even know how to swim. So it's quite a fear to get over, and everybody does, you know, especially being out in that deep ocean, you know, where you can't see the bottom and you can't tell what's down there. You know, especially as soon as you get in with those dolphins, and, you know, right now we've got whales. So it's such a powerful energy, and those dolphins are bringing in so much joy and wisdom, and people just, they light up, and you know, times where there's instant healings, and, you know, it opens their heart. And so, like, halfway through the seminar, people, you know, that were hardly smiling, now all of a sudden they're beaming, you know, with this amazing energy that those dolphins have brought. So so many different species are doing so many different things, you know, because we're in the middle of shifting those paradigms right now, and so much chaos is up, like you just said, with the news.
Yeah, the girls loved it there. You know, I definitely got to get back over there. It was, you know, one thing that did happen, our boat went over this area and the whole bottom of the ocean just lit up. I don't know if you've ever heard about this. And there was so much energy that came off that some people on the boat actually got sick. It was too much, too much energy. And it was really strange. And I was higher than a kite after that, you know, something. And I go, you know, we either went over some kind of an underwater facility, a higher dimensional facility, or a ship went under us, you know, a very high frequency ship or something. But it lit the whole bottom of the ocean up, and all around the boat was lit up like crazy. It was, it was intense and energetic. It was quite an initiation. Some people didn't do well with the energy, but the ones that had the most resistance had the most trouble.
Yeah, those are, we get those sometimes, those different plasma ships or different beings and other ships. And yeah, being down in them is a powerful energy too. So
I really have good luck with whales. I don't know. I feel the whales coming, and I, wow. First time the whales were coming, I thought a big mothership was coming.
Wow.
And I go, what the heck is coming here? I go, what? And I was looking everywhere for it. And all of a sudden they show up and they're like right there, and they were breaching right next to the boat, and the mothers were showing the babies, uh-huh. And
yeah.
Oh, it was beautiful. Uh-huh. I had a great time with the whales.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Those beings are especially powerful too. The amount of energy they carry and just the wisdom. Yeah. And yes, I love them too. They're incredible beings. So
I have a lot of people have told me they have the same thing, but a lot of times when I meditate, I see this huge eye.
And oh, wow. Yeah.
I found out it was a whale that I was connecting to. It was a whale. And,
oh, awesome.
And yeah, the power that they carry, they feel like a mothership's coming, because all the consciousness on a mothership, when it comes by, they're intense. You really feel them. So that's what the whale felt like.
Yeah, that and then the whale song and getting up close to them. I don't know if you've been in the water with them, but then just and feeling that energy vibrate off of your whole body is just, it's so powerful. And they sing that song into the earth, and they're singing it into the different ley lines and things like that. And I know there's been reports of spaceships, downloading the different information to the whales, and then the whales singing it into the different ley lines. So
there's so many levels to what's happening.
For sure.
There's a part of me that's, I'm very grounded. I'm very down to earth, but I have the most crazy dimensional experiences at the same time. So, and I'm always trying to figure out, okay, how did that happen? Was that just this or that? Then pretty soon it gets so crazy. You just go, I can't wrap. There's no explanation for what just happened other than that.
Well, yeah. And all the spaceships that you guys see up there at East City, that was pretty amazing to see just how much comes in and out of there. And that Mount Adams, wow, that's a powerful energy right there with all those inner earth beings and just incredible.
Well, we're getting a lot of people that are coming for counseling to do the transpersonal release sessions. And we're finding out that they're connected to the people there in the inner earth, and a lot of them, the gatekeepers that are opening up the light doors, and those are like six dimensional elven beings. And a lot of these people have past lives as one. And it's kind of interesting how they're being drawn here now, to the ranch.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's awesome. Yeah. That's a huge connection in itself with an amazing amount of energy, all those elven beings and the inner earth. And yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, people go, what goes on there at the ranch? And I go, have you got a couple hours? And any mainstream person that's new to all this would just think you're bat, whatever, crazy, but
even that Lumerian Hill that you guys have over there. Whew, very powerful when I was there.
Yeah. And then the medicine wheel, that was done the elders there that created the galactic medicine wheel. And then we got the Pleiadian circle as well. And then we got Bigfoot cruising along the perimeter. We got some great prints from Bigfoot, but everybody wants me to go out and take photographs of it. And I said, I don't want to bother them. I love having them around. I don't want to trespass on them. I take apples out to them and peanut butter. And then people go, well, those are just raccoons eating the peanut butter. And I said, yeah. So a raccoon takes the lid off the jar, cleans everything out of it, and puts the lid back on and puts it back up on the post. I said, show me a raccoon that does that, or anything that's not extremely intelligent,
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, when I was in the fire department, we had one of the guys that I was working with, his wife actually saw Bigfoot when we had gone out on a call and we were leaving the fire station. It was late in the evening, and I'd been feeling Bigfoot around before, and I knew the different portals where they'd go in and out of these trees. And she left, and as it was late at night, maybe 11 o'clock, she went and turned her headlights on, and all of a sudden she saw this being come out. This, I think she described it as 7 or 8 foot, that was crouched down, come totally tall. And I guess she revved it, even faster. And she watched basically what she described as Bigfoot walk across the street behind her car. And so she called her husband later that night after we got back and was like, oh my God, you guys got to watch out. There's Bigfoot around. And, you know, we were all very open to that. We were like, yeah, of course. And she just it wasn't in her vocabulary whatsoever. So
it is funny watching people have the transformation. I had a guy here from Arkansas and, it was really funny because he had the heavy accent and everything. And he's a good old boy, you know, and he comes out of his tent and there's a fairy in front, right in front of his face. And, to see this guy try to explain that and embarrassed about talking about it. And, and he goes, I don't see fairies. He goes, that's not my reality. You know, that's not, he goes, it was there in front of my face, you know, and his daughter saw it too, or the other people around him saw it. So,
wow.
You know, he was okay. And I had a psychologist here once and one appeared to her and she goes, I sedate people for this. You know, I put them on drugs. She goes, what am I going to do? And I go, stop putting them on drugs. Start listening to them.
Totally. Well, that's what I feel like is so like exciting about all the stuff that's going on right now is, you know, we're really shifting into a whole different world and remembering and connecting back up with our galactic beings, our galactic friends, our, you know, the nature beings. And I feel like, you know, as all this chaos comes to the surface, you know, it may seem like, you know, things are, we're losing control, but it's really like we're breaking open because there's so much light coming onto the planet that we can't keep the way we've been operating going, you know, and it's like, no wonder the governments are falling apart and people are questioning everything, you know, so yeah. I don't know, for me, it's really exciting, even though, you know, I know we're going into some tumultuous times too.
Well, you know, to me, we all knew this was coming. You know, it's in all the prophecies. It's science, basically. We're moving into a highly energized place in space. And the sun's going nuts. You know, it's a major sun cycle. We just got hit a couple of days ago with two huge filaments that came off the sun. And we got hit here by some really heavy-duty winds. It took all these trees down, took down the power for about 4 or 5 hours. It was pretty intense. Their little microbursts and everything. And I knew it was coming when I saw the flares went off, the size of those flares. I go, you know, we're going to have some severe weather. Usually you get a lot of processing, emotional processing, things like that when these flares come through. And then it creates severe weather. And then we have an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. And it's all tied to the sun cycles. But, you know, I know everybody's kind of acting a little wonkers. And then all of a sudden we got severe weather. And then we were about 6 hours without power. It was pretty intense.
Wow. But, so much happening
everywhere. I mean, I couldn't believe how many trees all the way down the highway, you know, they were cutting trees up that took the power lines down.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's intense. Wow.
And that's, you know, that's expected. I think there's more, basically more net, more power outages coming. And that's part of this cleanup process. You know, that's even today I couldn't hook up to the net and I go, well, maybe it's gone. You know, I go, well, maybe it's down. They did say that was coming. And I finally had a helicopter fly over the ranch and both Kathy and I got really bad headaches. And I go, what the heck are they doing? And I walked outside and they're leaving and I saw it. It was like big red lights on this thing leaving. And then all of our net went down. Everything went down after that. So they're doing something. They're playing with some kind of frequencies or energies, but we got everything back up again.
Yeah. Well, I know too, just speaking of energies, I mean, when I was there talking with Kathy and Myra, we were talking all about plasma energies and how they were saying you guys would work with that on the ranch. And, you know, I was thinking, wow, that's some of the new stuff that's coming in on this planet too, is not viewing, you know, the old science through the Newtonian type ways, but seeing the, that plasma physics out there, which really like leads the way to, you know, spaceship science, spaceship technologies to instantly manifest and, you know, teleportation. And it's amazing because, you know, that guy, Myron Kesh, he basically has put all that stuff out there online, you know, all his blueprints for free, you know, so that we can make these like mag grab units and that kind of information is totally available. I mean, it's that kind of stuff for, you know, the med beds and, you know, just, I just think of that kind of stuff, like, you know, space isn't empty, it's full of frequencies. And that's the basis for instant manifesting. And, you know, we start getting into that, and that's going to change our whole world, you know, if you can instantly manifest, think of what that does to our financial system, you know, just that right there would take away so much of the power struggle that we have, you know?
Well, I always tell people, what about a replicator? You know, you get a replicator, bam, you know, everybody's got whatever they need, you know, and then you bring in the fuelless energy technologies. And I know we can convert water, no problem whatsoever, into fuel, any kind of fuel we want, jet fuel, diesel or gas, you know, I've seen it done. And, you know, and also we have anti-gravity, counter-gravity. We have all that right now on the planet. Mm-hmm. But the people involved in that, I was working with one guy back in the 90s, early 90s, and we tried to get it out. And he had his lab blown up and life threatened and his family threatened. And, you know, we were weaving through all these dramas, you know, just missing them, you know. And we had everybody trying to grab us. It was ridiculous. And so finally we just decided it's not time yet. You know, there's no way we could get it out. Not without an army, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sure feels like the time's here and the time's coming. I mean, I've been, I don't know if you guys have looked into some of the new views on the heart too. This guy, Frank Chester's been putting some stuff out there about how he found that the sacred geometry of our hearts and how basically our heart is not a pump and how it's all based on that. It's a suction pressure unit. And just that view in itself would change the way that we, you know, do some of the way we do our medical paradigm and the way we do mm-hmm. heart attacks and things like that, because he goes into that basically it's not the heart that pumps the blood. It's actually the positive and negative repulsion of our inside the veins that actually move our blood, which, you know, changes the whole medical paradigm. And I mean, I was a paramedic for over 20 years and you just don't think like that. But the more I've dived in and really learned about Frank Chester's research, it actually leads the way to, like, he can basically talk about wormholes and teleporting from that perspective and the spaceship technology. So I'm finding, wow, the new views on the heart are going to change the way we view medical science, which leads the way to with the plasma physics and the wormholes and things like that. And it's like, you know, just thinking new ways. Like, I think of our education system with, you know, everything shutting down for all this time. Like, think about what new ways can we do our education system? Can we go out there and teach people how to think instead of what to think? Because, you know, the powers that be have taught us, this is how you think and, you know, don't think outside the box. And there's so much more that we can expand our thinking once we, you know, learn how to think. And I feel like that's, you know, what a lot of the slowdown was this last year, is really getting us to go within, you know, stop looking outside of ourselves for, you know, what's right and really going within, because then you find a power so much greater than, you know, being told what to do and how to think. And then you get out of fear, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had, you know, everybody's freaking out about all the lockdowns here and everything. I was like, what lockdown? I go wherever I want, whenever I want, you know, but I really don't go anywhere, you know, especially I use that time to go within. The winter time here, I use to really, to write, to meditate, to really, you know, tap in and heal myself and clear any traumas or things that I might have come up with. You know, good thing I'm perfect. I don't have those things. No, I still feel
there we are. Right?
I think that's one of the first things to enlightenment is the sense of humor and not get caught up on perfection and who sets the bar for perfection. And you know, you do a lot of stuff and you gain a lot of wisdom. And, you know, the only sin is you didn't gain the wisdom and you keep doing it over and over again. You know, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, no, it's so true. It's so true. And you're in that perfect setting up there to be in nature. And yeah. I love that you guys can go and do what you want. We have a lot of the same freedom here in Hawaii, but yeah. And I mean, nature really takes you back and gets you out of that, you know, the city thinking and the city way. And I mean, that's, we're part of nature, and really get back and talk to nature really connects us back into who we are. And
yeah, I mean, I'm blown away now because we just had some major flooding here and the whole back 40 is underwater. And luckily there's no houses there or anything. So it didn't, I kind of diverted everything. So in case that happened, but I mean, you couldn't even get back there. There's no way to get back there. And we had like the Mississippi River going through the back 40, which usually never happens about every, you know, so many years or so, but,
Yeah.
It was, I just was out there opening up ditches and everything for in here, you know, to get the water gone, but it's almost gone now. It's almost gone down. But you know, I live right on the river, and watching that river, I go, my God, that was just, the water is going so fast and just clearing everything out. And you could feel the energy. It's just almost pulling you with it, you know, standing there. And boy, it's intense. Nature's going to do her thing. And I think it's all connected. I know nature is totally connected to the sun. It's totally connected to consciousness. The sun is conscious, and it affects everything. And so, you know, we better just get used to change, because there's going to be a lot of it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, you're absolutely right that everything's connected to everything. And I think, you know, the more I realize it, it's like what our thoughts are, you know, there's so much negative thinking and negative beliefs and so many fears. And you think about these humongous storms that, you know, are occurring here on the planet. And you know, our consciousness is directly affecting all of that. And can you imagine what the world would be like if we, you know, really came from our hearts and got out of our heads and stopped putting so much fear out there? Because, you know, nature is really just a reflection of what we're putting out there. And once we start really working with her and, you know, connecting to the elf realms and the plant realms and the animals, all of that, even the stones, they all have so much to say. You know, I mean, I love just going in the ocean and floating in the ocean and listening what she has to say, because there's so much wisdom there.
Yeah, every time I go to the ocean, first thing I do is I go and I let three waves go over me, and and I just do a cleanse. Okay, take it, you know, take everything out of my field, you know, the water as it goes over me, and I say, okay, and I feel so much better. It's amazing. I really wish I was closer to the coast from here, you know, but you know, every year I go down to Mexico and spend some time down there. But
nice. That's right. You used to be in Huntington Beach or somewhere down there, right? And being
a long time. Yeah, a long time ago. I spent some time in Orange County, and we used to go to the beach almost every day. And that was when, I'm dating myself now, but that was when gas was 19 cents a gallon and stuff like that. And we had a Volkswagen, you know, so
yeah.
So we'd all chip in our change together and drive down to the beach and spend the day, you know, so.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I used to live down there in the 80s. I used to love jumping in the ocean down there so much.
Yeah. Fun. Yeah. I don't know what the ocean looks like now down there, but.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yeah. I've been down. But now I lived in Santa Cruz for over 6 years.
Oh, nice.
And right on the beach. I was right on the beach. And then now I'm up here, but I'm ready to get a place either somewhere where there's some nice warm salt water I can swim in, you know, like to balance out here.
Yeah.
Wintertime, go find some nice, you know, create an Isetti somewhere. I don't know where yet. I was looking in Mexico, and then I was looking in Hawaii, and nothing's really opened up yet. So.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. But who knows? When it's time, it'll happen.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it'd be fun to have one over here. You guys could just come on over here and
go
in the ocean. We could come over there, hang out by the mountains and be in the rivers. And
Yeah, let's do that. We'll have a conference at both sides. We'll have you can bring all the dolphin whale energy and everything else over here and tell everybody about it. And we can bring all the other stuff over there.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
But
that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, the... I want to talk a little bit more about the plasma energy. Kesh, his stuff, he's so controversial because there's people that just hate him, you know, and then call him every name in the book. It's really ridiculous. So he's probably onto something. You know, the people that they throw the most stones on, those are the ones I go and listen to.
Yep.
But I know he's got this different technology. I used to know one of his right-hand people there, and I know they have some device, I guess, that'll generate anything. They can actually create whatever they want inside this chamber and this one device. And then there's a lot of, and I know he has the plasma beds. We actually have those here. We built the plasma beds here, but not as intricate as he has.
Nice.
But I'm wondering, does he have a med bed, or is that the plasma bed that is just beefed up a bit?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he has a plasma bed or if it is just the plasma or med beds or plasma beds. I'm not sure if they're one in the same or how it is, but I mean, I know that by him putting all that information out there for free to all the different countries, he's been a marked man.
Yeah.
People have been trying to take him out. I know, some of the people in power that we both know in our own governments have apparently tried to get him arrested and take him down because they knew that all this information on this plasma energy is going to shift the whole planet. But it's all out there for free on the internet. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he's been attacked a number of times in different ways. So,
yeah, I've heard everybody, same thing. Anybody that's a pioneer, they're going to get the most arrows, he's on the cutting edge of all this information. But I know it's out there, and I know the people want to get it out there. They have the technology now. It's on the planet. And I think after this big cleanup we go through, I think everything's going to bust wide open. All these patents are going to come out. They're all going to be made available. And that's what I told. I said, the only thing I want a med bed and a little anti-gravity scooter. So when the ships and the doors open on the mountain, I can just hop on and zip up there. All the ships through the door.
Yes, that would be awesome. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, we're in this, down spiral of taking everything down and getting rid of all this corruption and chaos and it's all over our planet but the people, the 99% of us, we want peace and love and joy and all get along versus, that 1% that's been in control. And I feel like you're exactly right. Once this all goes down and those, it'll be a boom. It'll be, new medical technologies, new science technologies, hopefully the ETs will be, walking amongst us have those connections. And, I just think, what does that do to, our religions? And, there's going to be a big spiral down with all of that because people are going to see how that was, really just a game of control and shame and, through shame and guilt and things like that. But I'm excited.
Yeah, we're going to play that game. How big is your God?
Right?
Does your God include other dimensions, other planets, other universes, other...
Right.
I like this one guy. He was a priest or whatever. He said, this only makes God greater,
Totally.
You can't capsulize God, in your brain, right. And it's like, that little old man with a beard, that's the old Anunnaki program, bearded gods. And why was God always plural in the Bible? Because they were the bearded gods of old, but who created them? So you can keep going. Okay. Who created them? Who created that? You just keep going out, bigger and bigger.
Oh, absolutely.
And
then you start to realize that, hey, wait a second, we have those same capabilities and how, a lot of the way that our system has been is to keep us down and keep us, out of our power. And when we start to expand more, we're going to start to realize, hey, just like some of our ancestors did, some of the, the Native Americans and things, they still have that ability to teleport or shapeshift or, that very good at telepathy and those kinds of things. And I feel like so much of that is going to start to come back online for us. And, we can be the true gods that we are, within ourselves.
Yeah. I've done it accidentally 4 times. I can't do it when I want to do it, but I've had it happen and I had people on both ends that saw it, so they couldn't deny it. But
were you shapeshifted or were you
teleported?
Oh, wow.
Not just myself. Myself twice, but I did it in vehicles and the whole vehicle. And one time I was driving all this equipment back from Hollywood or from that area. We bought all this high-tech stuff to create the oxygen water, the crystallized oxygen water. And we were driving it back and all of a sudden my back was really sore. It was really hurting. I go, God. And I started doing a little prayer going, is there any way you can heal this back? This is a long drive like this. And all of a sudden I passed out for a second, just kind of phased out for a second. Then I opened my eyes again. I look up and there's the off ramp, in Eugene, Oregon.
Wow.
Where we're going. And I go, and I looked at the clock and I go, we just made it from LA to Eugene in 6 hours, which is impossible in a truck that can only go 60 tops because it's an old Ryder truck, So, and then I had a couple other times happen. And then once with a class, I was teaching a class and I left these people were remodeling this house and, I left them, had breakfast with them. I left and I called them like 20 minutes later and I go, hey, I'm in Beaverton. And they go, no way. It's impossible. I go, yeah, I'm at the woman's house. I put her on the phone, you know, and that was before everybody had cell phones too. And so they couldn't believe it. You know, they go,
wow.
You go, yeah, I'm here. And they go, how'd that happen? I go, I don't know. I don't know. I just kind of spaced out for a second. I looked up and there's the off ramp, you know?
Wow.
So, it could be me teleporting. It could be the ETs moving me. I think it's a combination of both. I don't know yeah. what it is, but,
Well, that's so cool. Cause I mean, that means that to me, it's like the collapsing of time space too, you know, and being able to be in those timeless realms and, you know, having, I feel like there's so many new understandings too of the way time is on the planet and our multi-dimensionality. Yeah. Cause you know, so many of us think, oh, you know, it's just me in this one body. And it's like, that's one thing I've learned by being with the dolphins is we're multidimensional and they're in so many places and they can make themselves invisible just with a frequency change, you know? And it's like that they're showing us that often, you know, sometimes we'll be out there swimming with them and all of a sudden you don't see anybody else around except it's just you and the dolphins. And there may have been, you know, 20 people out there. It's like, yeah. All of a sudden they just shifted you into this other multidimensional reality and, you know, you're there for a while. So I feel like all of that's coming online, but I'd love that you had those experiences of teleporting. That's awesome.
You had one in Mexico where I was here and it was snow and it's really cold, but I had to take care of the house through winter because the pipes would freeze and everything. And these people invited me to come down to Mexico and they took self-mastery classes from me and everything. And they go, come on down. We got a beautiful place here and everything. And so I'm sitting there meditating. Oh God, I wish I was in Mexico. That would be something. And I was just really saying that would be awesome like this. And all of a sudden I just kind of passed out and I had a dream that I was in Mexico and I was hanging out with them and doing all this stuff and had a beer with them. I don't drink usually. And I had a beer with them and lunch and everything. And so I come back and I wake up and I'm sitting in the chair and I go, that was so vivid. That was so wow. bizarre. And then they come back and they go, God, it was awesome seeing you in Mexico. And I go, what? You know, I go, what? And they go, yeah, you had lunch and you had a beer with us. And they go, we didn't know you drank. You know,
like, oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I guess I don't on this level, but on the other level, maybe I do. I don't know. Yeah, you know, so
yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, there's so much more out there. I feel like, gosh, if we just, you know, stop, get out of our old ways of thinking and open our minds and let go of our old beliefs. That's why, okay, it's exciting. Like what new paradigms coming on board and what yeah. is it that we want to create? What kind of world do we want to live in? Because I definitely don't want to live in one where it's communism and socialism and being no. controlled. And, you know, I always think, yeah. you know, like what kind of government could we have? You know, like the ETs have, you know, councils and things like that. It's like, you know, what is that saying is a government that fears the people means that we're free, right? That we're
yeah.
liberty. And it's like, so how do we, you know, because it's completely gotten away from us where we haven't been paying attention to what our governments have been doing and who's been controlling us. And so
what's how we choose them? Like, unfortunately, the people that are chosen are, you know, they're chosen by their connections, you know, and their financial mm-hmm. abilities and how much they're going to do, how much they're going to sell out, basically. And mm-hmm. they're not. And so in these councils, they're chosen by their spiritual adeptness and their history of service and things like that. That's how the leaders are chosen. So until we figure out another way of choosing our leaders, we're going to constantly have the exact same problem over and over mm-hmm. again. But everybody wants socialism. And I go, well, that was Hitler's dream, you know, and all the tyrants, so, you know, consolidate all the money and wealth and power into a small group. And then they become little Nazis, you know, mm-hmm. That doesn't work. It all goes back to consciousness. You don't want to give your power away to anybody, mm-hmm. But it would be nice to be guided by councils of people that are extremely wise and of good character and you know, people of that nature. And that's what we need to do. We need to change how we choose our leaders. And, you know, we do need some leadership. There needs to be some organization, just, you know, or you just have total chaos, but a lot less than we have now. And, you know, again, you have to have a conscious civilization for it to work.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. I feel that's, I mean, we need people to wake up more and realize, okay, I need to be, you know, governing myself and have sovereignty within myself instead of looking to other people to tell us how to think and what to do. And, you know, that whole system of, you know, the royals and having royalty and kings and queens, and, you know, that needs to be really thrown out,
yeah,
you know, and dumped in the trash, and really teach the people, hey, you know, how can we control ourselves? How can we learn to govern ourselves, you know, so that it's the best for all of us instead of, you know, just having a few people at the top, like you said. And I think, you know, some of the stuff, how they've gotten socialism into our colleges and people think that it's a good thing, you know, and because socialism to me is a lot like communism. And it's amazing how the, you know, the Chinese have infiltrated our country, really. And
yeah,
gotten into every aspect of everything. It blows me away. And so, you know, thank goodness for the current administration that we have in there.
Yeah. It's, I always tell people, one screaming the loudest usually finds out they have some connection to Epstein or China, you know, one or the other. But, and unfortunately it's true. That's basically what's going on. Or they've been totally brainwashed, you know, that, you know, they don't teach real history. You know, they don't teach, you know, why are all these countries trying to come here? They're leaving communist and socialist countries. Why? Yep. Why are they coming to the United States? You know, just, that's a no-brainer.
Right.
You know, it's and I think these other people should go live there in these countries, and they should go, you know, Black Lives Matters. They should go try that in China or try that in Russia and see how that works out for them, you know, or any other socialist or communist country. It's a big reality check. They go, well, maybe I don't have it so bad here.
Yeah.
You know, but they've been conditioned, you know, they've been socially engineered to be victims and all this other stuff. And, you know, we're not perfect. I mean, America isn't perfect, but the foundation is pretty damn good. You know, you really think about it compared to other countries.
Yeah.
And it's the closest thing. The Constitution to me is the closest thing to universal law that we have on the planet, you know? And so basically, you know, we need to teach universal law to the children, you know, and start with them and make that fashionable, you know, and get away from all this other competition and nonsense that goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I feel too that just as you're talking about the Constitution, I really feel like the ETs really had a hand at that, you know, that our forefathers really were connected in that direction. And, you know, my dad actually was from Cuba and actually left Cuba when Castro took over. And so he was 16 when he left, and he always talked to me about, you know, what communism did and everything, basically his whole family lost everything and what it did to that country. It was thriving. And, you know, so he always had such an appreciation to be in the country and for all that it offered. Cause, you know, America really is amazing. There's so many of us that we want that freedom to be and express who we are. I mean, I can't believe the freedom of speech that's been censored with all these big tech companies right now. It's just blows me away.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, we were talking earlier about that. I've been in Facebook jail about 3 times now, but and I don't really care. You know, I don't really care. It's like, yeah, throw me in jail. I don't care. You know, it's like, it just frees me up to get out in nature and do other things. You know, but anyway, this is insane. I don't understand. You know, I always tell people use a little common sense, you know, and critical thinking, because, you know, why are these people so livid about getting rid of Trump right now if they don't have something to hide, if they're so afraid of something coming out? You know, what are they so afraid of? What, you know, if, you know, they won the election, they're in power supposedly, and you know, you're like, what are they so afraid of? You know what? Obviously they're afraid of what's in their closet. You know, they wouldn't be freaking out and afraid somebody might open that closet door and expose them.
That's so true. And
that door is opening. You know, it's going to be open wide. So
yeah, what do you think is going to happen here in the next few weeks? Do you think that, you know, it's all going to come out? Emergency broadcast system is going to be put online? And
yeah, it's pretty obvious it's going to come out, because all the companies are censoring and putting, you know, shutting down your apps and everything so you can't connect to it. So obviously they know it's coming. And so, you know, you look at what they're doing, they're all freaking out. But, you know, it's, God, I mean, there's so much going on right now. I really do believe that. I think they've got things under control. I think everything's in the hands of the military right now. And you know, he's passed the baton to the military and said, here's all the evidence, and the DNI has all the evidence, and Flynn and his group have all the evidence. And so they're just going to make it this all known to everybody what's really going on and what's been going on. And they're going to expose, people are going to have a really hard time because they're going to have to look at some really dark things that have been going on, you know, which ties into satanic and pedophilia and all that stuff. It's they're going to, on the highest levels, they're going to be shocked when all this comes out. So, you know, I think they tried to usher it out and give these people a break, and they didn't take it. And so now they're just going to drop the hammer. So, you know, and I do, I'm seeing it already happen. Like, these people won't be able to walk the streets. It's already happening. They can't go to airports. They can't show up in public because everybody's, you know, the silent majority is no longer silent. Mm-hmm. You know, and you got minimum 75 million people voted, voted for Trump, and he's still got the majority, you know, despite what the mainstream news is trying to tell you. So it's obvious. This is America. Freedom's in our DNA. Our vote matters to us. And, you know, when people realize how rigged everything was and just how much corruption there is and how dark this thing goes, and it's all going to come out. The silent majority is already not silent anymore, and they're going to become more active. It's not going to work. You know, when you got over 80% of the people saying we aren't having it, I'm sorry, this is America. That might work in some other third world banana republic, but you know, it's not going to work here. If you look at frequencies, the Earth's frequency is going up. The Schumann resonance is off the scale. It's unbelievable what's going on there. We're getting just smashed over and over by these gamma ray pulse and other pulses coming mm-hmm. in. And none of this is frequency specific to the evolution of Earth and where she's going. So these people and their programs and everything, their kingdoms are not frequency specific to where the Earth is evolving to. So the big picture is that it's just a matter of time that they're going to fold in. Even their bodies are going to fail, you know? So they're already losing their minds. I mean, that's a no brainer. Just watch them talk. Sure. Yeah.
No kidding.
I think these energies are just bringing everything up. So, you know, all the prophets, Native American prophecies, all of them talk about, you know, how everything's going to be brought to the surface and everything's going to be seen, for nothing hidden. And that's what the apocalypse is. It's everything, the great uncovering of everything. Everything's seen for what it is. So, you know, the people that just got a lot of karma is going to be accelerated, you know, and amplified, you know, everything. I just see it as the great amplifier, the great accelerator. And we're in it right now, and it's just going to push everything up for everybody to see.
Nice. Well, I look forward to truth and more truth. And yeah, I feel like that's one big part that a lot of us are going to be doing is the ones that are in the know will be helping those that are not in the know because of all the fear and stuff. Yeah. And just the, you know, they're going to be shocked, you know, so that's some of the things that our job is going to be here in the next coming months.
I think personal responsibility is so key right now, is that we can't blame others for what we're experiencing and our own emotional emptiness or what, you know, we can't say, I feel this way because of you and what you did or whatever else. You know, we have to start owning whatever's coming up and sure. clearing it. And the people that are doing the projection blame and trying to control and dominate, those people are not going to do well. And it's up to us to just kind of sit with them and go, you know, this might be a reflection, you know, everything might be accelerated for you and being amplified. So you'll look at it, and if you don't look at it this time, it's going to come back. You know, your karma is going to be truckma, you know, so you better do it now, you know, while you have somebody here to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you hit that right on the head. It's a lot of projection and a lot of people not wanting to look at their own stuff. So
yeah.
Time to look at our own stuff and deal with it and move past that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I see people coming to me all the time, and they, I, you know, I'm really hard, having a hard time. Like all the masks are coming down, you know, and they come and they, I'm already in the fifth dimension, you know, and I'm,
right.
You know, like, and you just go, okay, you know, it's like, but you know, you can feel they're not, you feel all that stuff they're hanging on to.
And baggage.
Yeah. And I've seen that too, especially in the UFO community and the spiritual community. There's a lot of posers in there that are being exposed, and they're trying so hard to keep their mask on, you know, and hold that front.
Yeah.
And they just need to own it. You know, they need to just let go and own their stuff and get past so they can help others.
Absolutely.
You know, and,
well, that's what I realized too, is as soon as they start to look at their stuff, their whole foundation is shook, and it starts to fall and break apart. So it's like, they're trying so hard to keep it all together, because as soon as they have to start looking at their stuff, everything's going to fall apart, and they're not going to know who they are or what they are or anything. But that's breaking them open to really become more heart-centered and who they truly are. So,
you know, it sounds judgmental, but right now I'm seeing that the posers are extremely threatened by the authentic.
Indeed.
And so the people that are authentic, that have really been holding the line for a long time, and we're not infallible, we're making mistakes now and then, but the people that really are authentic are really being attacked now by the posers and the people that have sold out and are doing it for the wrong reasons, or doing it for the fame or the money or whatever. Yeah. And boy, they are coming unglued right now and attacking, you know, everybody that's around them. And I always tell people, look, I'm not taking sides on any of this stuff. If you want to heal, if you want to clear this energy, I'm here to help you clear and heal it. But, you know, it's like, you know, to me, you know, forgiveness is a very powerful weapon. You know, it puts everything back in their camp, and they have to deal with it, you know. So, and everything's accelerating, you can't get away from it anymore. We don't have to go out and pick up the sword, you know. It's coming, you know, no matter what. But
yeah, so true.
But what else, what other projects do you have going? Do you have any other projects going on there? I know you've got your books. And And what's the best way that people can get in contact with you or get in touch with, you know, whatever project you have going on there?
Okay. We've got different seminars that are, you know, in the works. Right now I'm finishing up a book. I've been doing a lot of writing, so I've got different books out there. The newest one's coming out called What If We Are Intergalactic Intelligence. And that's a lot about what we were just talking about, and new ways of thinking and connecting with the cosmos and things like that. But you could find me at HeidiTejada.com. And that's where I've got different classes that I offer on there. You can get my books on there. You could go to Amazon or other booksellers and get my books. You can also find me on Facebook or Instagram, and where else am I at? Rumble. I just got on Rumble. So I just started putting a few different YouTube videos out and things like that. I offer my classes. I also do counseling sessions, so you can get a hold of me that way too. You can find me though all on HeidiTejada.com. So
awesome. Yeah, we'll put the links up for you and everything else. And you know, right now it's so important right now that to clean up the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, because that's what is magnetizing people and events to you, you know. And so the more you clear those out, you know, the better your tomorrow is going to be. And people just forget about that. They just keep going on having the same experience over and over again.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Unless you clear that energy, you just keep bringing those same experiences over and over, and you don't see it, because oftentimes it's presented in a different way. But as soon as you clear it, you're so much freer. And that's why I don't understand why some of these people still hold on to the way, their old ways of thinking, and instead of, you know, it's just their old fears. And it's kind of almost fear of stepping into the unknown. Like, okay, well, I've had these different beliefs and thoughts and limited ways of thinking my whole life, but what happens if I start to open up, you know? And it's like, that's, you know, we that's where we are right now. That's what the whole universe is doing. There's so much light on the planet. Like, that's where we have to go if we're going to continue to be on this planet. At least that's my feeling.
Yeah, I do too. I think, you know, there's nothing hidden. You know, what's that old saying? All the iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops and no rock should be left unturned. And there's a lot of other sayings out there, and we're in those times. And I do see there's going to be a lot of end time madness. We've got, I'm getting a note from the producer here. We'll have to wrap it up here pretty quick, but, you know, I've been watching the end time madness, and we're seeing it right now, and we're seeing it in the political arena and everything. And I've never seen people so emotionally invested in an image that was created by the lamestream press, you know, right, of somebody, you know, and I go, we need to apply those principles. You know, do you have any firsthand experience? Have you met this person? Do you know? So yeah. this is all just gossip and other stuff. And so, you know, we have to start really using critical thinking right now and, you know, and look and turn off your TV, especially the mainstream channels.
For sure.
I can hear anything there.
Well, and then that's what I feel too. I mean, oftentimes I'll tell my clients, even just take your hand and put it over your heart and just put your hand on your heart and it'll get you out of your head. You know, just take some deep breaths, you know, turn off, like you just said, turn off the mainstream media, because that's a fear frequency that just continually gets put out there and makes you crazy. But if you can just get in your heart space, at least it gets you out of your head and gets you more grounded. And, you know, you're not thinking with that, you know, brain that doesn't know everything. And I mean, I really do feel like the mainstream media is the enemy of the people. And if we could shut that off, it's like, I feel like we're going to have a mass awakening even more than we already are, just because people they'll wake up out of their slumber.
Really. Well, their numbers are going down so fast. I mean, they're people are just leaving them, you know, and going to alternative media. So it's just a matter of time, but it looks like we've hit the end of the hour. So anyway, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and keep up the great work. And hopefully we'll see you back here at Eastedi, or I'll see you over there in Hawaii swimming with the dolphins.
Sounds great. Thanks, James. Appreciate it. Thanks, everyone.
All right, everybody. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and you'll get through this, and don't get swept up into all the chaos. It's part of the process. It's part of the healing. Let it do its thing. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.